MICA, who chairs the U.S. House Transportation Committee, didn't have specifics on how a long-term measure for the FAA would be paid for. Speaking at a convention on new transportation systems and technology, the Winter Park Republican acknowledged his actions this summer helped shut down the FAA for weeks, but he says that was worth it.
It did get me a solution, and we will have in place a long-term transportation policy, definitely for aviation, and I'm going to do my best also for surface and highway transportation.
The FAA is currently funded through a temporary measure. It expires in January. I'm Mark Simpson, 90.7 WMFE News.